Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Two fanboys and a filthy casual back at you once again. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
We are on week five. Week five on COVID watch. And it does not look like...
I think it's week six, Dan.
Week six.
We did week five last week.
Okay, there you go. It is week six. Time is just like merging onto each other, onto itself. I don't even know what day it is, to be honest with you. I'm thinking this is Monday right now as people are listening to this. But this is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, and we really hope that you've been enjoying our last couple of episodes. We have a fun episode that in store right now, but as usual, before we begin anything, we have Lewis's favorite segment, which is...
Poopery. So, fellas...
Poopery.
Potpourri. Potpourri.
By the way, poopery is something that we still carry in my office. You guys know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's
What's
a
that?
Pre. It's a pre-poop center. Centers, SC, enter, not center. So you spray it before you poop, so it doesn't stink while you're taking a poop.
Does it work?
Results are mixed.
We're going to have to see the Amazon reviews for that one, dude.
Okay. Yeah, results may vary depending on what you had for lunch that day.
I know. If it's Harold or not, then definitely that's a challenge right there.
Yeah, that's kind of an outlier. I don't know if that's the standard right there.
No, it might be my coworker who's on an all-dairy diet.
Jeez. Way to call him out. I hope they listen to the podcast. Shout out to you, all dairy man person.
Speaking of diet, I was able to, or I needed to do some grocery shopping like a couple of days ago, and I swear to you, like as I was walking around, I was listening to somebody on their phone, and they were complaining because they couldn't find keto friendly food in the supermarket. I kind of wanted to look at the guy and goes, dude, really? You're still really, that's your main focus, main worry right now. You can find
it. Yeah, now's not the time, man.
Maybe loosen up on the rules a little bit, bro.
I mean, I hope he found his keto chips or whatever it was looking for. But man, dude, I just wanted to laugh at the person at that point. So what are we doing for potpourri today, guys?
Well, from what I understand, you two fellas have been neck deep in selling turnips on Animal Crossing. So how's that going for you, Harold, now that you're on the bandwagon for that game? How's your experience been?
I am not yet at the turnip section, I guess, part of the game. From what I've been told or from what I've learned is apparently I missed Turnip Day.
Sundays, so, bro.
Yeah, but... apparently I started on Saturday, so there was no turnip for me.
Mm-hmm.
So my first turnip sale will be yesterday for you guys, and then hopefully, and then for me in a couple of days. But from it's strangely like what I was telling my other friends when I was playing Call of Duty at the same time is it's strangely relaxing because you have the dichotomy of what I'm playing on a giant screen in front of me, which is nonstop action, like you're running after people trying to take them down and everything. And then you have this game, Animal Crossing, that I'm playing on the side where it's literally like you're trudging along trying to get to catch fish, get bugs. Only one person has let me on their island. I think it was an accident. But they're saying, oh, you can invite people to your island. And I'm like, dude, no, everything's bare. My house looks like crap. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to have people over. It's basically what I'm saying. And I don't want to embarrass myself before I've had the chance to, you know, make it at least a little kind of cooler. And I've resisted watching YouTube tutorials only because I kind of want to learn on my own. I played it before on iOS, and it's a little bit different. This is a little more fast paced, which is weird because this is super slow paced. But the only thing that's kind of bothering me is the puns, or not the puns, but the
yeah,
the stories that he tells every time something happens.
Yeah.
So I'm sick of, you know, I finally get that joke from a few weeks ago where I talked about clams and Dennis said, Manila clams, they're my favorite. And now every time I get a damn Manila clam, I'm like, dude, this guy's racist. He's not even saying where they're from. He's just saying that it's his favorite type of clam.
Well, the person you're talking to is your character, so your character is racist.
Yeah, I'm annoying myself every time. It's either me or the damn owl that, like, he's either, you know, lowballing me and denying my fossils and whatnot. So it's like semi-stressful.
It's funny that Harold kind of hits the exact thing. It's like there's some stress for it, but I got to tell you, like after a long day of teaching, the first thing I do is I pop in at Animal Crossing and I just sit there and I like I spent the whole day, like a good hour today, just planting flowers. Because I've found out that you can create like hybrid flowers.
Yeah. I saw that somewhere.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm like, well, I need to have my blue wildflowers because those are going to be my favorite right now.
Here's the thing is, like I told Dennis, because I borrowed his Switch and then now inevitably I'm buying a Switch off of him. the game was already there, just not under my account. So I had to buy a completely different digital copy of the game so I could play it. And for some reason, it booted up with Dennis's town name already. So I can't change the town name. Also, you've left a house there apparently because no one else goes into that house. And it's like the most, it's like a haunted house basically.
I was going to say,
all it has is a.
Wait. H.
Yes.
Have you been able to upgrade anything right now?
Yeah.
No, are you the town? Are you the resident?
Yes.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah, because they call me by my name, which is always nice. And I'm guessing your name on the thing is Bobby D.
No, so I have a feeling you're not the resident of that your place yet, dude.
How does that work?
Like when you got there, was the museum there?
Yes. Do I have to start all over again?
I think so, bro.
Oh, no.
That's why you're not progressing in any way.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's
a hell of a way to find out, Dennis.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's the biggest problem with the game is that, like I told you, like my daughter is he's the resident. Mm-hmm. She's the resident. So she's able to do things like get rid of, like he's able to invite people into the town. She's able to kick people out. She's able to move people's houses and everything. So I don't know what's going on, but even though you bought it, I think you didn't start from the scratch.
I'm confused.
We'll talk about it after this.
Yeah, let's talk about it. You just blew my mind and I've wasted about 20 hours on this already. Not 20 hours, maybe like okay. 10 or, well, 15 but the, or 19 hours.
Once you get out of there, it's actually going to be it's going to go a little bit faster for you. We'll talk about it later. Okay.
We'll talk about it after.
One thing I kind of wanted to add, Lewis kind of posted on our Fanboys Facebook page that Avatar: The Last Airbender is going to be on Netflix. Life is complete now, and I did not have to pay for a DVD, a Blu-ray like Lewis, and everything's set, so I'm pretty happy.
Was it there before, right?
It was, and then they took it out.
Yeah, these titles come and go, so, you know, part of me does, you know, I kind of regret buying the DVDs, but at the same time I don't, because, yeah, at the whim of, you know, Netflix, they could just take it away, and I'll always have the Blu-ray. Yeah. So, you know, small consolation, but, you know, it was a good investment. Yeah, if you like it, you buy it.
I've been meaning to rewatch Legend of Korra, but now that I know that Avatar: The Last Airbender is coming up, I'm gonna watch that first before I do Korra.
Great idea. But a last question, I guess, for Potpourri related. But H, so you're the this is your first time using the Switch in any capacity. How do you like this console? So in one calendar year, you've gotten a PS4 and a Switch, dude. So
yeah, so I've had obsolete technology, and then
you went from retro consoles to like everything new.
Yeah, I did the thing where I downloaded the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo thing.
Yeah.
So I've been playing some of those games when I'm not playing Animal Crossing. And it's fine. I was looking at it earlier. The screen is actually slightly slightly smaller than the screen on my phone. So it's kind of weird.
Oh, is it?
That, yeah. It's just a little bit. Like,
you have the Switch Lite, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
To be fair, yeah. You have a big ass phone, so.
Yeah, the screen on the 11 goes all the way to the edges. That's why, like, when I'm checking it, I'm like, oh. But yeah, obviously it doesn't take into account buttons and all that kind of side accoutrement.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Well, today our topic, you know, it's something that I don't know. It's fodder for a lot of fanboys out there to debate, you know, as fanboys, just the way we are and our nature, we are master debaters, you know, growing up. It's just something that we learned to do and appreciated. Every so often we do it at home and, you know, in secret. But today we're going to debate masterfully. Out front, and today's topic is going to be something that we are all familiar with. It's going to be superheroes. Okay, and so I sent Lewis and Harold a list of 36 superheroes, and what we're going to do is, since it is the past Thursday, the last Thursday we had the NFL draft, I decided, you know, why don't we do that? Let's do a superhero draft, and I have a list of 36. Characters, and I asked Lewis and Harold to take a look at it. They seem to be okay with it, and we're going to be doing this we're going to be choosing out of these 36 characters three teams of personally what we would consider to be the best, most powerful, however we want to see it. For those people who are listening, we're going to have a list on Facebook. And so that you can click on it and we can play along and you can kind of scream at us if you think that we are doing anything wrong. We did a thumb wrestling match online and Harold won. And Lewis, unfortunately, has the slowest reflexes in the world. And so he lost. So order is going to be Harold and then me, and it's going to be Lewis. And as we're choosing, you know, feel free to kind of talk about your choices, why you chose that way. You can go as geeky as you want. It really is up to you. Go deep dive as much as you want. But here we are, our very first superhero draft. Let's take it away, Harold.
Just looking over the list,
I changed my mind before we go in that. What's the strategy that you guys are looking at right now?
That's the thing.
Okay.
That's a great question. For me, So for me, when Dennis came up with this idea, I'm going to try to come up in my head the best well-rounded team that I can come up with. In theory, like, I'm thinking Avengers, where we're looking at universal threats as well as street level threats. So I'm not a big fan of like OP, you know, big seven Justice League kind of teams, because there's not a lot of fun in that. Cause I kind of want to, a part of me too is like, you know, obviously, you know, in this world of Disney Marvel movies, you want to have a fun team that people would actually want to tune in for, or, you know, root for in a sense. So that's my thinking when it comes to this.
I thought Dennis was already, like, by moving the cursor, he was already pre-planning what Lewis was going to pick first.
I know.
I was like, he heard your conditions, and he was going to be like, oh, yeah, I
see. Lewis is choosing Namor.
Who of these have the least shirts on? So we're going to go Hulk and Namor.
How about you, H? What's the strategy? What's the plan over here?
I think I'm going to have to go, like, how we draft with fantasy football.
Nice.
Where it's like, you know, the high-powered running back. So, because every slot, every fantasy football team has two running back slots and then a flex, which we usually use. That's getting nerdier than usual. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm going. So, like, I'm going to pick the people who I think are going to do the most damage first, and then I'm going to pick a leader for that particular team. And then, you know, you just sprinkle a bunch of Danny Amendolas in there, right, Dan?
No, you have to do Pierre Garçon, bro.
Pierre Garçon, I'm sorry.
Oh, that means Harold, I need to have Quicksilver.
Harold with his gamer mentality in here.
Like, oh, oh,
you're going to overpower the hell out of these people.
You gotta put a tank first, right?
I don't know. I have a feeling that a third pick is going to be Incredible Hulk, to be honest with you.
Shut up, dude. How dare you?
He's right there.
No, I'm still here, man.
Okay. So, Harold, let's start off. Who is your for the 2020 superhero draft, who is going first round pick?
Whew. I know. We got some pretty big names on this list.
Yeah, there's some super heavy hitters here.
Yeah. For those who chose not to take a list, some of the people you have, the typical people that you have, Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, you have a bunch of X-Men people, you have Fantastic Four, you have Avengers, you have people that you might know from the movies, people you might know from the TV, from the comic books. So lots to choose here. So go ahead, H. First pick.
We get 12 slots?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. This is nuts. I'm gonna I'm gonna take the Flash.
Wow!
What the hell?
In your
how
face,
dare you?
Dennis. Wow!
I told you I needed a running back, right?
This is totally okay. Yeah, I wish everybody drafted with us in FF in fantasy league, because that's a total Harold move. Oh, I know you want Tom Brady.
Exactly. I'm a big Tom Brady.
It's one of those things where like, you know, we're like, hey, Harold's going to, you know, a number one pick, and then he's going to look for some sort of like no name, like the receiver in like the fourth page that I have to like look for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except in this one, I'm literally doing it out of spite, because I know.
Okay. So just for me, just you did it out of spite, right?
No. Like I said, I'm looking for. You're looking for people who can supplement everybody else going first. So he's obviously has the superpowers to be the Flash. So anything you can imagine him doing, pretty much like Lewis said, if we're doing a galactic battle, if we're doing an Earth battle, he's a pretty well-rounded character to have for both sides.
Okay, cool. Second round, or second pick for this round, I am going to be going... I was going to choose a Flash just because it's the Flash, just so I can say I have the Flash. But since I don't have that luxury anymore, I'm going to go with really super powerful right now. And typically, like one would imagine, I would go for a Superman or a Batman. But being comic book nerdy, I really am going to go with like Omega level superhuman here. So I'm going to be going Jean Grey. Jean Grey.
Oh, wow. Nice pick.
Okay.
I like it.
Just because that it's freaking Jean Grey. He, you know, she has the ability of telekinesis, and telepathy. She pretty much has everything. And eventually, you know, if you can introduce him to the Phoenix Force, you pretty much have somebody that can is pretty much a god. So I'm going with Jean Grey here.
Real quick question before we move on. Are we doing a snake draft, or are we going to do a regular 1-2-3, 1-2-3?
Oh, damn. We should have thought about that. Let's go snake.
Okay. Snake.
Snake.
Snake pick, Lewis.
Okay, well... I'm going to be the filthy casual here and go for the layup. Since I get the next two picks, my first pick in the first round, I'm going to go with Superman.
You just said that you weren't going to go with someone who is like a Justice League 7.
But that's my second pick. I'm going to go with Martian Manhunter.
Interesting. Because, why the Manhunter? Because you want to hunt them some mans?
like you said earlier, the less clothing, the better. I'm going for 80s classic Manhunter with like the trunks and just the red X belt on his chest. Okay, well, Superman for obvious reasons, but Martian Manhunter, I think he's a super underrated superhero. I know he doesn't get a lot of love in the movies and in TV unless you watch the old Justice League cartoon. But, you know, the dude is basically your Jean Grey Professor X telepathy level with Superman abilities. Like, he has super strength, super speed. He can shape change. And, you know, he has laser eyes and all that jazz. So it's like Superman beta, you know, not to mention. And I chose Superman first because, like I said earlier, I'm trying to go for, like, the media-friendly, handsome dude that will go on the newspapers and everybody will cheer for. So those are my first two picks.
Okay. I like it. So the next pick that I'm going to go, since I already have an Omega-level power, I think I'm going to go straight with that. I'm going to go mutant still. I'm looking out for the minority. it can't get any more minority than Professor Xavier.
Damn it.
you are Professor Xavier. You have mutant level, Omega level powers, and you are disabled, but you can pretty much reach anybody in the world with your mind. So I'm going
That's
with
terrible. He's disabled. I don't know why it had to be a medical prerequisite. you had to throw that in there, huh? Okay.
So the next two picks are Harold's.
Yes, it is.
I am going to go the Hulk.
Oh.
Ass. And then I'm going to go Batman.
Oh. Dang.
Because, you know, because Batman, I mean, the Hulk just, you know, like I said, you got to get two tanks in the first two rounds.
That is, dude.
Imagine Hulk. Imagine having the Flash pushing the Hulk from behind.
Yikes.
No, I want you guys to keep that image in everybody listening, keep that image in your head. So the Flash can go as fast as he wants.
Just Grant Gustin pushing CGI Hulk.
No. When I drafted the Flash, I was talking about Ezra Miller, right?
Which one?
We're not going Ezra Miller?
You're just hurting me right now, bro. I kind of feel like Harold picks is just like despite, like, he chose the Hulk just so that Lewis can't have the Hulk in his team.
I know.
Exactly. No. And then I chose Batman because so you guys can't get back at me.
I was about to say we should have picked Batman. Just to be a jerk to the guy with a Batman sticker on everything.
Shut up. There's not one on my iPad.
So it looks like you guys have like a lot of brutes here. Like you have Superman, really strong. You have the Hulk. You know, I'm gonna go. I'm sticking with my team here. You know, I already have the smart. I already have the smarts. I have the Omega level power. And I'm gonna be going another Omega level mutant, and I'm gonna be going Wanda Maximoff.
There you go.
And you know. And unfortunately for a lot of people in pop culture, when we think of Wanda Maximoff, we're thinking of, you know, the Scarlet Witch in Avengers, you know, the Marvel Avengers. But, you know, if we take a look at the actual character, we know for a fact that she was with just like a wish, just one word, she was able to basically erase a huge segment of the people, namely the mutants, out of the face of the earth. You know, just being able to wish it, that's how powerful she is. So I'm going to go with my third pick. I'm going to go with Wanda.
Nice choice. Good choice. Yeah, I like your mutant theme so far. So for me, okay, so I get the next two picks. I'm going to go a little street level, but not quite, and do a bit of a cheat. I'm going to go for my fourth round pick. I'm going to go with Black Panther. And then my first pick in the next round will be Iron Man. Okay. So I got two Marvel stalwarts, but yes, they are human base level abilities, but you know, they got all the best gadgets, all the best tech, not to mention literally all the money. So again, you know, not that I'm like Yeah, I guess I kind of am. All publicity and image. But, you know, if you get these two guys on your team, you know, you can't help but root for them.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're racist if you don't root for black men.
I just, real quick, Dennis, I noticed you have Martian Manhunter on twice.
On what, sir?
You have it twice.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You can't see our spreadsheet, guys.
So, my next one, okay,
Wolverine.
Lots of choices here. No,
you have a great roster, dude. This is a great team, like any build, but go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. So right now, my biggest problem right now is that I don't have brute strength. There's Hulk, there's Superman on your part. I'm going to go just to kind of counter Lewis's, not that we're going to be fighting each other or anything, but just to counter Lewis's character, I'm going to be going Shazam as my next pick. Shazam doesn't fit my mutant theme, but if we're looking for minorities, it's the only little boy that can transform into an old, a man, has the powers of every single god that you can think of. And, you know, depending on which comic book that you watch, he has gone toe-to-toe with Superman, especially considering that he does have, the Superman does have the weakness to magic. So I'm going to go with Shazam here.
Good choice.
I am going to go...
Kitty Pryde.
No. It's going to be easy for you, Dan, because they're right on top of each other, so you should like that. So my three will be highlighted directly, but the next person I'm picking is Magneto.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Magenta like is taken.
Yes, because his helmet is magenta colored.
That was fuchsia, but yes.
Whatever it is, it's offset. I don't know. It's just there. But it's still funny to me that they never dared coming close to that. They've hardly ever came close to those comic book colors in any of the movies. I mean, imagine, you know, imagine Ian McKellen wearing all pink. I think it'd be pretty dope.
That'd be pretty hot, dude.
I really wanted them, like, especially when they did the first movie, I was kind of irritated they went all black, the all black theme, but I really did wish that they were daring enough to try some of those, like, especially correct me if I'm wrong, but there was an outtake or like a special scene where we actually see Wolverine's yellow suit, right?
Yeah. It was a cut end scene in the Wolverine movie, his second solo movie.
Yeah. Which totally would have, if that scene had made it into the movie, I still like that movie. It just showed a couple days ago on TV and I was hoping that they were going to include that scene, but it would be the perfect bookend to that movie just because, you know, the movie ends with the reveal of the old brown and yellow suit and it would have been like, oh my God. And then, yeah, you go into it. But again, they just chose not to do it that way. And I think it would have been a much better choice for ending of the movie. But that's just me. And
so who's the next one, Harold?
Oh, yeah. It's a snake draft. So you get the next pick as well.
Yeah. Who do you think are going up or down, guys?
If I were you, I would be going down. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You're right. I agree.
That's right. That's why I said I'm going to get three in a row. So my next choice is the Green Lantern,
okay.
Ryan Reynolds style.
We don't talk about that movie.
We pretend that movie never happened, but
it never happened. Hey, your team's kind of OP already, dude. This is only the first five rounds, but go ahead. Sorry.
Speaking of which, then you can add. Can you maybe you'd be able to add Deadpool in here?
Oh, did I not?
Yeah. Now that we're uneven. But I don't know. Maybe this is
okay. Yeah. No.
Okay. Just in case. But yeah, dude. Green Lantern. Galaxy.
Good choice.
Yellow.
Yellow.
So, you know.
So quick, who do I have that's color yellow? I mean, Daredevil could technically put on his yellow Daredevil outfit, so
it's true.
You can't touch
it. You know, he would never know.
And the X-Men did have that yellow phase during the 80s, I think, didn't they?
Yeah,
it's true.
Wolverine would look mighty fantastic fighting.
Just throw Wolverine at him.
Fastball special, dude.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, actually, you already have the. You imagine your fastball special of like, you have a Hulk and then.
Ooh. So this is what I'm picturing in my head, boys. You have the Green Lantern. You know, be able to create, conjure up some kind of different stuff, making a giant slingshot that shoots up the Hulk. So it's green on green action. And you would never see it coming.
Nope. Be dead, dude.
So you'd probably want to throw your Martian Manhunter on my team, but yeah.
I know, I was going to say, maybe we can do some trades after this.
Okay, so the next one. Now that I have my brawn, I'm going back to brains. You know, Lewis has I mean, not Lewis. Harold has Batman, and Lewis has a bunch of dumb people. Well, I guess you have Iron Man.
Iron Man is not dumb. Neither is Black Panther.
I'm going with smarts again, and I'm going with Mr. Fantastic, dude. Power set wise, it's kind of weak. He's pretty much the elongated man. But at the same time, his intellect, pretty much, you know, it's almost like a Deus Ex Machina, where, you know, oh my God, the Marvel Universe is dying. What can we do? Okay, Reed Richards is going to create something in order for us to save everything. That's it. So I'm going with Mr. Fantastic, going with the intelligent people here.
No, I like that pick, dude. I mean, it's almost a superpower. If correct me if I'm wrong, but he is like the smartest man in the Marvel Universe, apparently. So smarter than Black Panther, Iron Man, and all of them combined.
Yeah, because every time they do those, like, what do they call them? Like, tribunals, they always have to include him and Dr. Strange on there. Because they're the smartest, smartest people, technically, in the world.
And that's our 36th character.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Strange was not on the list. Okay. Actually, you know what? Thanks for doing that. I think I'm going to draft Doctor Strange. Because, yes, for all the strength that Harold's team has, like, he's meaty on that side. And yes, Dennis actually does on, like, he's telepath and telekinesis heavy. I don't think you guys have any, magic variations. So I'm going to take Doctor Strange because... Sorcerer Supreme, kind of OP.
Sorry, I have Shazam already.
Oh, you do have Shazam, and you have who has Wanda? Oh, you have Wanda. Wanda.
Okay. You got both of those.
All right. Well, okay. There you go. So get one guy to offset both of them. And then let's go. I think I got a little too Marvel heavy. So let's go Wonder Woman. Put a little, strength on our side as well. So, yeah, that'll be my two picks, Doctor Strange and Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you have Wonder Woman, who has gone toe-to-toe with Superman.
Yeah.
Has pretty much, I mean, I don't even understand how the power of being able to block bullets with her wristbands works. Like, that means she has super speed or something like that?
I guess it's implied.
Super reflexes, probably? Yeah.
Like, what am I biggest flash gripes? Fast?
Yeah, was that? Sorry.
One of my biggest gripes, and a lot of gripes, of course, but one of my biggest gripes with Justice League was, you know, it seemed like everybody had super speed in that movie, where, you know, Superman was able to be fast enough to be able to follow and counter the Flash. And at the same time, and correct me if I'm wrong, but at the beginning, there was that scene where she was able to block, like, the people's, like, machine gun that's pointed at...
Yeah.
She
blocked automatic rifle weapons, so that's got to be pretty fast. I mean, I don't know if it's flash fast, but that's still pretty dang fast. Mm-hmm. Cool. Right, back to you, Dan.
Okay, so
didn't you get two picks?
What's up?
He gets two picks.
Yeah, I did. I got.
Oh, you did. Dr. Sorry, Wonder Woman. Was
yeah,
second,
so I'm Wonder right. Woman. Yep.
So my next one, man, we're running out of characters over here. That's actually worthwhile. I'm going to stick with. I think I'm going to go back to my original, where I'm going for not necessarily strength, but the talent and everything. I'm going for a surprise pick over here. I'm going to go with Daredevil.
Okay. Interesting.
Daredevil, at least for me, first and foremost, you know, just in case that this becomes my super team and they accidentally, like, do something, I'm going to have a lawyer that's ready to defend my team. But at the same time, you know, you have somebody with extrasensory senses. super sense or whatever you want to call it, you know, street level character. You know, I'd pit him against Batman, to be honest with you, because he has the martial arts ability. But just like Batman, who's supposed to be blind as a bat, like literally, this guy is blamed. So, I'm going with Daredevil. I'm gonna regret that pick later on, but I'm sticking with it right now. That's gonna be like my Andrew Bynum pick, I think.
That's your solid. You know, he's gonna pick you up some boards, couple of blocks, and he's gonna have some breakout games. But then he's gonna get injured, and then he's gonna elbow JJ Barea, which is, you can tell I'm still bitter about that. By the way, hey, you know what? Stuff happens, guys. I'm going with two obviouses for me, just because I'm trying to fill out. Yeah, move that cursor right there.
Spider-Man?
Bring it up. Yes.
Okay, Spider-Man is gone just off the board, ladies and gentlemen.
And then I am going to go with Thor.
Ooh.
So, curious why Spider-Man, Lewis. I mean, Harold.
Because he's a friendly and neighborhood guy. He's very... Also,
friendly, yes. And neighborhood.
Yeah, he's not just friendly neighborhood. He's friendly and he's neighborhood. You know, he's like the weekend. He's the neighborhood. But exactly. We're going. You know, I'm really going with people that I feel are going to be perfect combinations with each other. Like having Thor and the Hulk, and we're not even basing this off of previous movie incarnations, but just having them, you know, everything that I read up until when I was like a young adult, having those two characters working on the same side would be pretty devastating for anybody else on the other side.
Okay.
And then at the same time, having someone who, although not as quick as a Flash, but also having this almost strength that some of the bigger superpowers have, and having that great combination, you know, having the Spider-Man there would be, I think, a perfect fit.
Okay, I like it. My next character, I am going to go, I think we need something more cosmic. And I'm torn between two, but I think I'm going to go with...
No, don't do that.
I'm going to go Silver Surfer, buddy.
That's my next pick.
I'm going with the person that basically is the right-hand man not Thanos, Galactus.
Galactus.
No, so we are going with him. So, Lewis, you have next two picks.
That's a good pick. Poor Silver Surfer was like kicking rocks in space, waiting till the seventh round to get picked up, dude. He's like, I have the power cosmic. You know, love me.
You guys, quick aside before we continue on to the draft here. You guys collected the comic book cards.
Oh, yeah.
You're younger?
Oh, yeah. I love those things, dude. You
remember, besides Galactus, the most overpowered character in the Marvel comic card series?
No.
Silver Surfer.
Oh, was it? Oh, God.
Nice. Yeah.
He had almost every statistic was to the right all the way.
It was like up to 10, right? Like,
yeah, strength. And he was 10, 10, 9,
yeah.
7 on maybe intelligence because, you know, he kept on getting trapped and everything. And then you had Galactus, who was 10 all the ways except for speed, which is hilarious to me.
Dude just kind of pops up anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
Real quick, before Lewis gets to his – I think it's Lewis's pick, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
before, it's his back-to-backs. I don't know. For some reason, it just popped into my head, especially since you're talking about 90s, like, collectible stuff. Did any of you ever get the X-Men swimsuit special?
Not the X-Men specifically, but I do remember there were those Marvel swimsuit comics, which, not going to lie, kind of weird to ask my parents back then to buy that.
Did they buy it for you?
No. I only thumb through it at the Walden Books at the mall.
I have two copies of Swim Suit Issues. I think one's an X-Force, but I know like Psylocke's in one of them, and that's the only reason that just is sad.
Yes.
Oh, no. You know what? I think I remember in the Jim Lee X-Men 1, if you there's like a centerfold. Yeah, actually, yeah, it was a centerfold. It was a centerfold, but it had like all the X-Men. I think that's the one that had Psylocke in it, which ironic because like Psylocke's default uniform is already a bikini, but it's like, yay, even less clothing for a Psylocke.
Okay.
Again, so, I mean, yeah.
Go ahead, Lewis. Sorry, quick aside.
No, okay, so for my next two picks, I think I'm going to go with I'm going to pick up the second of the big three for the Avengers, and I'm going to go with Captain America for his leadership and ability to work with everybody. So I like him.
And man, you went all Avengers over here, dude.
Kind of, yeah, almost dude. All Avengers. I mean, well, I also got kind of the big three. Again, Harold ruined the trifecta because I have Superman and Wonder Woman, but no Batman. And then, so I guess for my next pick for this round, I am going to go with, I am lacking in the mutant. So let's go with Storm. I think another underrated, superpowered mutant, which in theory doesn't really make sense. Wolverine's powers make sense. He has claws. But a person who controls the weather, sure, let's go with that. Anyway, so yeah, those are my two picks.
Okay.
Back to you, Dan.
My next one is I have a lot of strength. I mean, I have a lot of intelligence and magic. Still, don't think I have enough strength. So I'm going to go with the Thing.
Nice.
You cannot go wrong with somebody who is made out of rock and has a catchphrase that just tells you what is about to happen. It tells right you there. What time it is. And what time is it? It is clobbering time. And the Thing is my next pick.
I like it.
There's still a lot of really powerful
There's yeah. characters. I'm going to go, I'm based off what Dennis just did, in terms of using one of those foursome that's somewhat fantastic. I am going to go with the Human Torch.
Ooh.
Because like Dennis said, a good superhero has a great catchphrase, and his is pretty good. You know, it's lit.
Is that really what he said?
No. Yes.
The Fortnite kids love this guy.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, if Johnny Storm actually existed, I'm sure he'd have like the best TikTok. Because be that guy.
If Chris Evans ever redons the Human Torch costume and gets to do, his X Games tricks when he's on his motorcycle, and right before he's about to do it, he says, "Hey guys, it's lit." He'd get everybody. Literally, everybody would be all over his flame on.
So real quick before Harold goes for his next pick, I don't know if we can come up with enough characters, but one of our first episodes that we did, maybe it was the long lost episode, but we did one where we pitted characters against each other.
Yeah, that's the long lost episode.
Okay, so that is the long lost episode.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do something like that, but in a twist, you could do something like Chris Evans's characters. So you could have like Captain America versus the guy from Scott Pilgrim,
Lucas Lee. Yeah.
Lucas Lee.
Who would win,
Who wins that match? I think
How many stunt doubles would he throw at Captain America?
Just the one Asian guy. This is my favorite stunt double out of all of them.
Okay, so a future episode idea there.
Great idea.
Harold, you have one more.
I like it. I do. And I'm going to go generic, and I am going to pick the Wolverine.
Damn it! Damn it! I was hoping that he was going to, he was going to be one of the last ones.
He's the Johnny Manziel of the Thing.
No, man.
Everybody knows that they want him, but then they're like, man, I'll save it because no one's going to pick him yet. But,
I mean, yeah. Well, you gotta love a guy that can't die, basically. you know.
Well, he dies in the last movie, but
well, true.
Spoilers.
It takes a lot. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I mean, spoilers to one of my favorite movies. He gets old and everything, but I mean, you know, like Batman, basically, not Batman. Who is the? Oh, Xavier. Xavier pretty much says that the only way to kill Wolverine is to cut his head off. You know,
that's
the only thing to do. So, okay. So
you realize that I'm building a lot of amalgam guys here. So I have like the Dark Claw.
That's right.
Amalgam. The only reason I know the word amalgamation.
Thanks, comics.
Thank you, comics.
All right, then. Since
Harold took Wolverine, I'm gonna go with Wolverine Light. I'm gonna go with Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You know, you have a guy that has pretty much the same power set as the Wolverine, but at the same time, he's crazy enough to do anything that he wants, and he gets to hang out with Jean Grey and my team. You know.
Nice. Okay, so for my next pick, I'm gonna go for I think in team sports they call him the glue guy. Everybody, somebody that everybody likes to play with and work with. I'm gonna go with Dick Grayson. So give me some.
You took my dick.
Yes.
You went Batman and Dick Grayson, dude.
No, I got Batman.
I know. So that's actually my theory too. It's Batman.
One
light.
Of that, the other is no good.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, if I remember correctly, if there's anybody who can beat Batman, it's the one guy he taught. So I'm gonna go with Nightwing, Robin, also AKA Dick Grayson.
Okay.
And then for my next pick after him, you know. Being underwater is an underrated power as well. So I flipped the coin, but I'm going to go with the dude played by Jason Momoa. So let's go with Aquaman. Let's go with Aquaman. I know Namor
can fly. You're not going to go with Ramon?
He was great on the Red Sox. Neymar.
Are they saying Ramon was good on the Red Sox?
Wow.
So back to you, Dan.
You know what? I there's still two pretty powerful characters here that I like. But, you know, I'm going to go brute force here. I'm going to go with Captain Marvel.
Nice.
You know, even if we go with Captain Marvel in the Disney Marvel universe, you know, she's the person who basically defeats Thanos, except you know, they needed to make sure that somebody else gets it because they imagine what would have happened if another woman saved the world. I'm going with Captain Marvel. You have somebody who has the cosmic powers. You can't go wrong with that. So
no.
And my theme of equality and minorities is filling. I only needed to get either Storm or Black Panther, but unfortunately, I didn't get either of them. So. Harold, your turn.
Shame. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah, so you get the next two picks.
Let's see.
I think we're almost rounding up the end last here. Few rounds, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
I'm going to go Cyclops.
Okay.
Lame. Sorry.
I literally picked this whole section right here. It's all me. and then I'm gonna go with Kitty Pryde.
You know what? I was
nice.
I really was considering Kitty Pryde. Lots of interesting ways to use that power. You know what I mean? Like
yes,
you just need to touch him and then bring him halfway down a rock, and that person's dead.
And then they're stuck. Dead. Like literally, I always was wondering, like. Wait, the way she dies in one of the things is she tries to phase through a wall and she gets stuck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but before that, she's pretty successful on everything else. Yeah, imagine having that as the ghost power where you literally just grab somebody and then they're like, you only leave maybe a strand of their hair just standing outside of the earth and they're just transposed there for the rest of their lives. Like, yeah. Not even just being a great to me thing to be stuck, but then just to be stuck there and having no ability to get out of it. And it's just like, oh, dude, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, I think, I mean, in one of the comic books where I think it was an what they call Elseworld is what they call it, when Wolverine goes nuts and he's like super overpowered and whatnot, the only person to stop him, to kill him, was Kitty Pryde, who phased her like fist into his brain and like solidified it there. And that was it. So, you know, she kills Wolverine by basically sticking her hand in his brain, and that was it. So you're right, dude. I mean, the power, lots of applications. I dig it.
Applications.
A lot of applications. A lot of things to think about. Shut
up. Also kind of hot.
My turn.
Also kind of hot. That Anna Paquin, man.
My turn over here.
That's rogue,
I'm going to go with another superpower here. I'm going Sue Richards.
Nice. That's the other who I was going to go with.
Yeah, I mean, I know power invisibility might seem lame, but we forget that the reason why she can become invisible is because she's able to make force fields to surround herself. And force fields equals win in my book. So that is it for me. Wow, damn it.
Also played by Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, you're right.
Great casting, by the way.
Okay, Lewis.
All right, so this is the last pick for this round. Let's go for some range combat guys. And all right, so between the two archers, I think I'm going to go with a guy played by Stephen Amell. So let's go with Green Arrow. Yeah, we'll go with Arrow because I think I'm just drafting rich jerks because I got Iron Man and this guy and Black Panther. And then I guess for my last pick for this whole draft. Wow, okay, good job. Let's go with Namor, I guess. Yeah,
wow. Two water specialists.
Yeah, two water guys. I know.
So you're saying Lewis is into water sports?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold. And that's it for my draft.
Okay.
Wait, so how many people do you have in your team, Lewis?
So we have 12.
No,
so
wait. Harold and I still get one each.
Yeah. So
it's so unfortunate these guys get the last picks, but.
Oh, the two guys left on Vormir.
I'm going with Black Widow. I'm not going to leave Black Widow behind, unlike Clint Barton.
Hey, Black Widow got a movie. What does Clint have to show?
He was in Tag.
Yeah, you're right.
I like that movie. Also, he got to go pretty crazy in the hell's the name of the movie again?
Oh, so that's what we Mission Impossible, yes. Or
no, in the very last Avengers. Wow, I'm totally blanking on it, but
Endgame,
yeah.
Oh, okay,
Endgame. Like, yeah, he gets.
I thought you were gonna say the Bourne movie nobody saw.
Whoa! I like that movie.
Yeah, he was in the Philippines.
It was like going back home. Unfortunately, they didn't go to any rich areas, so Lewis wouldn't know what it was. Exactly. Like.
That's why I didn't care. They didn't run through Green Hills. So I'm like,
He was in some pretty poor sections, so I was just like, man, those are pretty nice sections of the Philippines because my section's kind of ghetto. So yeah, the last pick of the draft, and he is the, what do they call him again? There's a name for the last pick in the draft. Mr. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant, there you go.
Our Mr. Irrelevant is actually one of the first comic book characters I ever followed as a child, and that's Hawkeye. So.
There you go. I don't know. I have to re-examine our list over here, and I think in a future episode we got to see weigh in and who has a stronger team, who has a weaker team, and that might be another source of conversation over here.
I think we can all figure out that I have the best team here, right?
No. And I think that's going to be the
debatable.
I think what we can do is we can like pit like situations because, you know, man, dude, like I might not be the most powerful, but I'm going to invent the crap out of things. And just basically, like, you know, just play with your minds with Jean Grey and Professor Xavier.
This is my thing, is Dennis's team is fantastic for Civil War. my team is fantastic for Infinity War. And Lewis's team is...
great over water.
Long range in water, you're okay, dude.
Yes, exactly.
That battle for Atlantis... Dick Grayson and Green Arrow are going to be super useful under there.
I hope they don't fight in like Nevada or something.
I mean, yes, you do have two of the most powerful characters.
That's, yeah, yep. I'll give so myself that.
Kind of evens up the unfortunate thing of being the last in the snake draft over there.
Okay, that's it for us today. You know, for those people who are following along, like I said, we're going to be posting our the list of teams that we have. If you have any comments, if you think that we're stupid, if you think we're crazy, or if you think we're on the money, you know, please let us know. Talk to us, email us, message us, DM us, whatever you can do to us. We are always... unless there's something else that we can think of, I think that's pretty much it. You know, as usual, we want you guys to take a look at our Instagrams and all those, you know, fancy schmancy interwebs things. But the only thing that I get to talk about is the two fanboys. I can't even say it. The two fanboys, one casual.podbean.com. That's where all of our old episodes are.
And on Facebook, find us at Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Just type that into the search bar. Add us, like us. Every time the podcast goes live, we'll be posting it there. Not to mention our Facebook group. Pretty active. A bunch of fanboys and fangirls who are sharing memes actively, jokes, and keeping things light during this age of corona.
And then on Instagram and Twitter, both at Two Fanboys, One Casual. And like we always say, find us at any of your favorite places to listen to podcasts. We are there. We just don't know it sometimes.
Or people don't know it most times. That's it for us today. Hopefully you guys liked the episode. Stay tuned next week. We are going to be still here. We are going to be bringing you as many laughter as many. Damn it. Go ahead, Lewis. End the episode. I can't talk anymore.
Well, thank you for listening to our episode. This is Lewis.
This is Dennis.
This is as many laughter.
What? That's what she says.
All right, let's go find this Tom Nook mother.
That's what he said.
Oh.